In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Easter octave comes to a close, and we pause for a moment for our first Saturday meditation, keeping Our Lady company as we meditate some point today on one or more of the mysteries of the Rosary to fulfill the last of the Fatima First Saturday requests. The time of intensive celebration concludes. Our Easter season continues for 40 days, of course. But now we return more and more towards our daily life. The saints come back, and their images, which had been veiled and were unveiled a week ago, and their commemorations and their devotions now return to a prominent place in the life of our church. I remember St. Francis of Paola yesterday evening, and I got him down from the hallway for his little daily shrine, and I noticed his top was dusty, because after a year, even the saints gather a little dust. That's a bit the idea of why this weekend is called In Albis, or In White. Sunday in white, tomorrow and today is Saturday in white. Saturday in the laying aside of the white garments. Those who were baptized at Holy Saturday wore a white garment and every day went to Mass together in one of the principal churches of Rome. But today after Mass, they gave back their white garments and somebody at the church washed them and then pressed them and folded them and put them away neatly for next year. Because no matter how clean you are and how holy and how pure, you still need to get yourself washed up on a regular basis. So we had a lot of confessions and even a bit of a delay before Mass today. But that is important. That could be part of a meditation on the first glorious mystery, that our Lord, before Easter Day is done, institutes the sacrament of penance so that we can stay in that newness and that freshness of life. The epistle of today's Mass points us a little bit toward St. Francis of Paola. He is one of those saints who is a great, great miracle worker, the miracle worker of his century, the 15th, a thaumaturge, they're called. He raised the dead, he could read minds, he healed the sick. The king of France, who was a wicked old man, Louis XI, begged the Pope to make him come and heal him because the king knew he was dying. And the saint came to France out of obedience, but he didn't heal him. He told him, "You're going to die." But he prepared him to make a good death. And his successors honored him, and the saint finally did die in France, full of miracles and of sanctity. The order that he founded was a branch of the Franciscans known as the Least, the Minims, and they took a vow of perpetual Lent. And so all the fasting that we gave up a week ago come noon, they continued all year long. They never touched meat or eggs or cheese or wine or oil or anything. And they fasted and they prayed constantly. And their joy was great, and that was probably part of their innocence, you know, the innocence of the saints. It's a marvelous and a beautiful thing. It has sort of an Easter quality about it. I was thinking today you might want to keep Our Lady company, thinking about the innocence of a saint, which leads to such great miracles. Think of Padre Pio, another good example of that. They know the world and they know its wickedness, and yet at the same time there's some part of their soul which since youth has always been only for our Lord. And by means of their penances and their prayers, they preserve that innocence. Think of Easter. Think of the newborn baby Jesus in the crib. Think of Christmas, Easter, our Lord newborn now from the crib of death. He rises glorious. And think how we, with our dusty feet in this world of ours, do have to wash our garments regularly, and that we do by the Easter gift of resurrection. In each one of our lives, there needs to be that penance. If there's going to be that innocence and that freshness of life, if the Easter miracle, the miracle of sanctifying grace, will really be ours. Well, there are some thoughts with which to keep Our Lady company. She loves it, by the way, when you do that, you know. And you just meditate, you think a little bit about some of those mysteries of the Rosary with her that you'll be reciting during this coming week and all throughout this Easter season. keep up your prayers. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.